It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. When children have an experience that makes them believe their lives or the lives of someone they love are threatened, they're experiencing trauma. Many of these children respond well to talk therapy, but about 1 in 5 of them don't.
So we're studying the neural mechanisms of symptom improvement during psychotherapy for adolescents who have symptoms of post-traumatic stress.
Amy Garrett is an associate professor in the departments of psychiatry and radiology at UT Health San Antonio.
So we want to know, how does brain function change when young people receive successful therapy for trauma?
Garrett's team is giving MRIs every 6 weeks over 18 weeks of therapy to a group of San Antonio teens who've experienced trauma.
And the reason we do this is because healing from trauma is a gradual series of steps. So we are thinking that the brain processes might also be a series of different steps that require different changes in the brain at different times. And that will help us to identify critical time points in therapy that predict successful outcomes.
If we can understand how the brain changes during successful therapy, Garrett says, we can use that information to personalize treatments for the teens who don't respond to therapy. That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.